We are continuing our shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We are on in Shah Zer Ampin Perik Beis in Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Chavav Amud Beis is starting a new Perik Beis of Zer Ampin. You got it? Okay. Now, okay, this is going to be the last Perik in Otzot Chaim for Zah. And this is a very, very important Perik. This tells us all about the Halbosha Avza on Abba V'ima, and so on and so forth. Most of the shiur today that we're going to hear is going to be on the Inyan of the Habosha, which again is the fundamentals of understanding Chochmas HaKabbalah. Without the clear picture of the Habosha, how one Pasuv connects to the other Pasuv, you can't really understand anything that's going on. Once you have the picture clear, then you can fill in the dots. So let's start. Perik Beis of Shah Ampim, Zeh Ampim. Deva Ata Bechinat Zman Ibo Shezun Er Chaya. We're going to discuss the birth of Zah, the birth of Zun, which is Zeh Ampim Venukva. The Kivan is Baal Er Shenasu Shtei Meshtei Bechinas. We know that we've been taught beforehand. How are they made of? They're made of two Bechinas. What are those two Bechinas that make up Zah? Shehem Sheva Tachnon is the Ma. And Zayin Tachton is the Ben. We know that all the Patsufam are made of these two Bechinas, Ma uBen, masculine and feminine. Those two Bechinas, the Ma Ben, come together and they create the Patsufim. So in this particular case, you had Zayin Tachton in the Ma, and Zayin Tachton in the Ben came along to make Za. Besides the Ksorim, that went to Nuk the Attic. Zulot says Shiva Ksorehem. That went to a different part of called Nuk the Attic. Let's continue. Now, Nevaz Teda Ibu V'Nehma Kihine Acher Shenitkenu Abba V'Ima. We know the Seder is Zeampin, but we have Zun, Abba V'Ima, Arir, and Attic. Those are the parts of we'll be dealing with again. Okay? So when there was a tikkun Abba ve'ima nisharu ata b'mchinas Hashem v'moloch shemesu v'adayim hayu bli tikkun. Right? Abba ve'ima had the tikkun, the ma and ben came along to make this parts of, but Zun had not had the tikkun yet. We know that Zun or Zayin Molochim, all the same words, really come for the last seven spheres of Ben. V'gam az hayadayim arich bilti hitlabeshut mitiburo v'lemata atzium ragla. But we know that, I'll show you a picture in a minute to understand what's going on, because it seems to be changing in Yonim. He's talking about Zun, he's talking about Abba V'iman, he's talking about Arich. That's why I said you have to get the picture clear. Once you have the picture clear in your mind, how does the Habosha fit in? The pieces just fit in very nicely. So again, v'gam az hayadayim arich bilti itlabeshut mitziburo mata atzium raglav v'aya megule bli levush. We know that Tani of Arich did not have halbosha. V'kedei l'taken et ha'sheva malochem nizkorem shemehen nasu zun keniska hayetzarech sheyu besod ibo v'toch abba v'ima. Abba V'ima. And in order for Zun to have its tikkun, it has to have a birth, it has to be within Abba V'ima. Now let me just show you a picture, because without this picture I don't think anybody can understand what's going on here. So let's look at this picture, for example. So let's zoom in to see a greater you see this, what's going on here? Okay. Now what is this picture all about? Now the gray, let's look at the gray part of the gray part is what? It's Arich. All this is Arich. Again, I'm only focusing on one sphere of Arich. I didn't put all 10 spheres of Arich. I only put the sphere of Tiferet. That's it. Which is one in the middle. It's under Das and just above your Yesod. So I isolated the sphere of Tiferet, and we split the Tiferet into three parts. We split it into the Perek Elyon of Tiferet, the Perek Emsoev Tiferet, and then the Perek Tachton of Tiferet. Okay? Other words, you can say that the Perek Elyon stretches from the Goron Ad Achaze. Again, these are all the Lashonis of the Arizal, so we have to get used to all Lashonis. And the Perek Emsoev is from the Chaze Ad Tibul. And then the Perek Tachton is Mitibul Ad Sof Sof Aguf. just before the Nai starts, and that would be over here. Now, okay, so we said this is Arech. Now, what are these? These are Abba ve'ima. Abba ve'ima malbish on top of the Perek Elyon. I didn't want to put it on top because I don't want to cover it. On top of the Perek Elyon of Arech. Abba ve'ima on top there. Yisra, Saba, and Tfuna, which is another sub-patsuf of them, are going to be on the Perek Emsoi. Now, you see over here, there's no patsufim which are malbish this third pchokim, the perek tavton of Tiferet of Arir. So that is the mokim giloi which he's speaking about it. The last pchokim, last perek of Tiferet the Arir is Megulah. And we know the Yesod of Abosh is not the fact, it's not just the fact that one patsuf is malbish on the other, it gives a tikkun to the patsuf. The patsuf which gets this halbosha gets a tikkun because his light is too strong, this various tikkunim. And this is Memaida or other tikkunim as well. So therefore there's a hanor that the patsuf get, for example, Arich will get a hanor from the fact that he has a patsuf which is malbishit. So which patsuf is going to be malbishit? Chelik, this is Zun. Zeampin Venuk. It's going to be malbish, the mokum megulet. So therefore, it's in the interest of Arich, therefore, to make sure that there is a birth of Arich, of Zeampin Venuk. Because that way, Zun would be able to be malbish this perek of Arich. Okay? So it's Nogeya to Abba v'ima. Abba v'ima will give birth to Zun. And then finally, Zun will be malbish this chelik over here. Let me just show you another picture over here while we're looking at things. And this is the picture of the Havosha, mamish on top of it. If I can get it out, 1 second. So here it is. This is Arich. We're going to have Arich over here. And on top of Arich, we'll find that it's the Havosha mamish on top of it. So here it goes. This is the Havosha, the way it looks. So you see the Abba Ve'ima cover over Arich. And then Yisra, Saba, and Tfuna cover over. And then you have the Perek here, the Perek HaTachton, which is Megul again. So that's the way it would look. Again, this is only a very pale comparison to the real thing. We have no idea what the real thing actually looks like, but this is more or less fits into the words of the Arizal, and this helps us to give an inkling of what how to situate ourselves. So let's go back with that the picture in mind. Now, this said that Ibo. Now we're going to talk about the Ibo of Zun. Here, Bitchila. How did the Ibo of Zun come about? Now this is very interesting. Now I'll show you a picture of it, which will help us in this as well. The Seder of Ibo was as follows. What happened was that you had Hay Bitchila Osav Arich et Raglav Lemala. Arich, what did Arich do? Arich lifted up its legs, and through lifting up its legs, and explains, Ritzoini Loma Kenai Shalosh Adaim Ha'u Megulim Keniska Olu Lemala Ad Shlosha Emsois Chagad De Arich Atzmo Omit Lavishim Etoch Abba Ve'ima Keniska Le'el. Okay? So what happened again? So let's look at this picture again. Let's look at this picture again. Again, I didn't write all the spheres over here, but if you can just imagine over here, on the right-hand side would be Netzach, and on the left-hand side would be Hod. Okay, so you have, which again, the three Pachim, there would be third Perek of Netzach, and this is, there would be the Perek Tachton of Hod. He's lifting up his legs to go on the Chagat. On the Chagat. So let's see another picture to help us understand this. Let's focus on this picture. Again, a little bit different insight, but this picture includes all 10 spheres of Arich. All 10 spheres of Arich. Okay, so here we go. So over here you see on top you have Chochma Bina Das. Again, this is a picture of what? Habosh of Arich on top of Atik. You see that? So you have Chochma, you have Bina and Keser, and then you have Chagat, and you have the Nahi. And what's in red is Arich. Arich is Malbish. The red is Kil Malbish on top of the Paltzuf of Atik. So you see over here, you have the Netzach, Yesod, and Yehod, and Hod of Arich. So what we're saying over here, the Arizal is saying there's a Kipol HaReglaim, Aliyas HaNahi, it's going to go on top and go right over here. As if to say that he's picking up his legs and raising it up from his Nahi to his Chagat. That means, if you look at a child before he's born, or actually any person, you can do this. You raise up your lower legs, and your legs will touch your chest. That's what's happening over here. Your legs are touching your chest. You're raising up your nai, which is your legs, and he's touching up his chest. Because he's raising himself. He's mekapel. That's called yesod, the tlat pelilan tlat. So his nai is going off his padel. And his labish matoch alba ve'ima keniska. And alba ve'ima, you have to know, is in that position exactly. But again, it says, where is alba ve'ima? Alba ve'ima is on the chagat of al-champir. Now you have Al-Khampin lifting up his leg to the Chagat. So now you have Nai of Arich in the Chagat, and you have Abba Bima in the Chagat. Okay? Let's continue. This is a crucial parak to understand what's going on in Kabbalah. The Kodam Zir. And he says, really, Be'etzim, the reason said there's a stage before this. What is a stage before? It means the parts of before also did a very similar thing. Now, Gam Atik Yomim Hitri Lasov Shnei Pchokim Enzoim Shelo. And the gist is al gabei shnei pchokim rishonim de netzach v'hot shalom v'hayu meluvashim ha-shnei pchokim ha-ilyon in tov shnei pchokim emtsoim. Aval yesod de'atik einu tzar lalot ki hu mistayim limale v'chazi de'ares. So let me show you a picture again. Let's look at this picture over here. The same picture we saw earlier on. So what's happening over here? Let's talk about atik now. Again, this is a picture of arich malbish arich, atik. So we spoke about the Naiv Arich being Malbish the Chagat of Arich. Now we're talking about Atik. Atik's Perek Emtsoi. Well, let's talk about the Perek Emtsoi of Netzach. And the Perek Emtsoi of Hod, of Atik, is going to move up a stage and it's going to go on the Perek Elion of Hod and the Perek Elion of Netzach. So the Kitzo, this is going to go on top of that. Okay, before we mentioned about Arir, the red would go from here to there. Now we're talking about the black, which is represented by Atik. Atik is going to go up. And he's mentioning that Yesod doesn't move, because Yesod is there anyways. You see over here, there's no black markings of Atik. There's no indication of Atik over here, because it doesn't belong there. The Yesod, the Atik, is mistaken for the Perek Elion of Tiferet. Okay? Oh, that's clear. It's quite clear with the picture. Let's continue. So therefore, you see there's going to be a chain effect right here, because Atik is going to start moving upwards. That's going to chain that Arich, it moves upwards. And so on and so forth. But then Zun is going to move upwards. And that's going to come to the evil. So let's continue. V'achakach hilbishu ha-chesed v'gvuram v'chatzi elyon d'tiferet Arich. Now I want to show you a third picture with this one. Understand. Now what we're going to see over here, we're going to see seven halboshes. Right? Everybody still here? Seven halboshes. It's a bit complicated, but I think hopefully with this picture we'll make it clear. Anybody has any others how we can make this even clearer, please get in touch with me. So here we go. Look at this picture over here. And in this picture, I put on the side here, on the right, on the left-hand side, different names, called Haboshel Rishon, Sheni, over here, Haboshel Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Shvi, or Simon on the other side, okay? So let's take it slowly. With this chart, we'll be able to understand what's going on. So this chart I call Tlat, Telilan, Klat, meaning that, again, we're raising up the Nahi, we're putting on the Chagas. So the Esim, you only see three, but it's three on top of three. That's Tlat, Kililan, Tlat. Three including three. So we spoke about over here how, this is Atik, okay? How Atik's Peretach Emtsoi, right, is going on top. See the arrows? The arrows showing that the Perek of the Emtsoi of Atik is going on the Perek Emtsoi of this. And that's where Yesod doesn't move.
Where's the Emtsoi?
Yeah, the Netzach, this is Hod. So, this is Perek Elion of Netzach, and the Perek Emtsoi of Netzach. Pe'alach is Perek Emtsoi. Netzach is split into three parts. So, the Perek Emtsoi is going up in the couple itself, it's as if he's lifting up his legs and putting one on top of the other. We'll see later on what is the Tzorach of this. That's the first stage. So, let's see that. So, while we come out from now, you see one box, then you see one area. This represents, this one box represents that this is already the Habosha stage. It's already one on top of the other. Okay, I can't actually put the words one on top of the other, but I put them all in one box to indicate that it's all on one. Atik. Let's go weiter. And then we'll see over here Bosh Hashani that the Ches is going to be malbish on the Netzach Emtsoi, and the Netzach Emtsoi will be on the Netzach Elyon. Same thing on this side. The Gvur is going to come out of Arich. And the Gvur's Arich, the Gvura of Arich will be malbish the Perek Emtsoi of Hod. And the Perim Tzor, who we know already, is Malbish on the Hod. And same thing, the Tifer will be Malbish on the Yesod. And then weiter. Ach Ampins, Netzach, Hod, and Tifere Tachton are going to come up. And they're going to Malbish the last layer that we just talked about, and that already is Malbish. Malbish. So everything's going to be one on top of the other. This just indicates another Malbish. Havashash Alba. What's going to happen over here? The Yesod and the Atel the Yesod of Archan is going to come up in Malbish, the Perek Tachton, the Tiferet. As we know, this is Malbish that's Malbish this, and then everything is Malbish one on top of the other. Therefore, everything is one box. And it continues, Habosha Chamishi, that's where Zah comes in. Zah will now go up, lift himself up, and you'll see that the Chagat, the Malbish, the Atel, the Yesod, and Atel, the Yesod, of Arich. And that is Malbish, the other layers. And then again, another Habosh is going to happen. The Tiferet, that already came in. The Yesod of Zeampin is going to come. The Yesod of Zeampin is going to come and be Malbish, the Tiferet, which is Malbish, the Atel, the Yesod, and Chagadiah. All of them already have the Habosha. And then the final stage, we'll find the Ateret HaYesod of Zeampin, which is also called Nuk. It's also called Nuk. So she'll come along, and she'll be Malbish, the Yesod, and the Yesod which is Malbish already, the Tiferet, and the Tiferet, and so on, so of all of these Madrigs that we spoke about. So that is the seven stages of Al-Bosha that we see. I will see, you if you were there, you'll be able to see all the Patsufim being mekapel themselves, folding over one to the other till they become one concise Patsuf, one on top of the other. Okay, so let's just see that in the words. Now that we saw the picture, we'll be able to understand what he said over here.
We feel all that is a Patsuf.
That box that we saw, every box is a Patsuf.
Each bit.
It's the same box, or it's the same path, it's just getting bigger and bigger, meaning getting thicker and thicker, better, because one layer is fitting onto the other layer. Right? This layer is fitting onto that layer is fitting onto that layer onto that, and they're all different parts of it. So you have Arich on top of Atik, Zah on top of Arich, Nuk on top of Arich, they're all folding one on top of the other, folding themselves up inside, because they're one on top of the other.
This is going onto this?
No. This is the same picture over and over again. I'm just adding to the picture. All these boxes over here are the same picture, except they're just growing in thickness because one layer is, I'm just adding another layer, and there's more here. The box, the picture doesn't, is the exact same picture. That area hasn't changed. You're just being adding another layer to that area. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay, so at the end of the day, that what started off to be this one little box grew to be this. What started off to be just attic, on top of that area, attic now grew to be attic. Arizampi Venukva grew this huge box now. One level on top of the other level. Okay? So let's see that inside. On page Shimsalach Zayin in Matuk Vidvash. Va'aka hilbishu achet v'gvur chatzi elyon the tiferet de arich, was Mepharshim say, the Sagma Shlish, Shnei Shlish of the Tiferet. Le'ot them Shnei Prokem and Sarim the Netzar of Hod the Et Yisod the Atik Yomin, as we saw. Ve'achaka, another Haboshe. Haboshe Shlishi. Achaka hilbishu Netzar Hod the Arich, now Arich. לחסד וגבורה שלו עצמו וחצי התחתון של תפארת שמו הלבישו את חצי עליון ומפרשים את זה שני שליש that we spoke about שני שליש עליון and then והיסוד האריך הלביש אחריקה that's another that's הבוש הרביעי חצי התחתון which means the remaining תפארת which is the שליש תחתון של תפארת שבו ועלות התורש של יסוד שבו והלביש את יסוד עצמו שבו. Then Habosha Chamishi that we saw in the picture. V'achekach alu chagad de zeampin. Now zeampin comes on be malbish on top of all that. ובישו נצר והוד ועטרת יסוד את עריך זה שחגת is מלביש on top of the נצר והוד יסוד על עטרת יסוד of עריך and then הלבוש השישי אחר כך עולו נאי דעריך דזרמפי נאי והבישו את החגת זר עצמו ואחר כך נא הלבוש השביל פיינל עלות הנוקווה שהיא מלכות ביסוד התורה והלבישה את יסוד הזן. That is the final stage in הלבושה that we see that all that, so it comes out that you have all this at the end of the day, you have this box with all these bechinas in this one area. Now, let's continue. V'arim nimsa, comes out, he makes a sequence for us. Sh'olu bechinas zun lemala, zun went up. Because of the force of gravity, whatever you want to call it, the fact that Atik is pulling up, Arich is pulling up, pulls up Zun, and what's happening with that? So that means that Zah will be shrank, it has a Chagat and Nair, and the Nair is going to be on the Chagat. So it really folded instead of six parts, six spheres, now it's three spheres. Shem Shisha Ketzovah Shabo Klulan Tlat Betlat. ונרמה זה בפרשת בשלח דפנו נענמו א' ותספתא תלת רוחים דהבי כלילה מתלת. We see also the Zohar mentioned this, הבי שיקים, מובלואים. And the Arizah says, know that זהו בחינס רוח. Then it says, תלת הרוח, the Zohar says, תלת הרוחים, that means we're referring to זה, הבי כלילה מתלת. So you see this מוסק of תלת כלילה מתלת in the Zohar. And the Zohar continues, המלכות נקרא אבן. And it says, that אבן is מובלואים. V'zu avonim nekevin nekeva. That refers to the nukva, which are also muvla inside. We dive this in. Let's continue. V'at nevayim ha yibayim ech nidlabeshu gam hem betoch abavim. Again, we find we're discussing the stages of uba, of the stages, the early stages of zan. Now, when we're discussing the uba, obviously we're discussing in the mother's stomach. Now. We talked about Ati, we talked about Arir, now we didn't speak about Abav Ima. Now where did they fit in the picture? Now here we talked about now. We're talking about now that it's inside Nitlabashu Gam Hem Betoch Abav Ima. So Zun also goes into Abav Ima. Now how's it work? Vuhuki Acha Kola Niska Le'el, Bishu Abav Ima Vyisa Saba Vitvuna et Kola Bechina Niska Le'el. Now after we did all these stages, right? And we have all this box over here with all these different bechinas. We have Atik, we have Arich, we have Zah, we have this whole box with all these patsufim. Abba v'imos malbish on top of that. And that is this picture over here. Maybe it doesn't make too much, you can't see it straight away, but if it's boiling in this picture, this is what it's all about. Because we're talking about the Arich, this is the Chagat. Well, it's only one tefillah, it's actually on Tiferet. And you have Abba v'imos malbish here, on this area. And underneath there you'll find the Nai the Atik, which is on top of the Perik Elyonim of Nahi. And you'll find Arich Mekupol, and you'll find Zun Mekupol, and then on top of that you'll find Abba Ve'ima, which is superimposed on top of all those Bechinas. So let's read that again. ואת נבאי איך נתלבשו גם הם בתוך אבא ואמא והוא אחר כל הנזכה לאל התלבשו אבא ואמא וישרה סבא ותפונה את כל הבחינס הנזכה לאל כי כבר נסבר לאל שאורך אלו הארבע פרצופים הם בשור אורך הנזכה שהם חגת דארל אבא ואמא and ישרה סבא ותפונה all on top of the חגת of ארכה ונמצא כי אבא ואמא נשאור כמו שוהיה בראשונתם לפי שהם קצחי קומה כנזכה יפן את לושן הלא ואבא ואמא are unusual פרצופים because the קצחי קומה they're very small פרצופים they're only on the חגת therefore there's no kippul which is needed all the other parzufa needed a type of kippul that means the nai had to go on the chag and mashiach the abba v'ima didn't need to move at all because they're very very small aval atik yomim v'arich shem aruchim because they are longer hu tzuch lalot kitzotza matachton v'luchlul otam v'kitzavotza me'elyon kenizka but then since it's so long they have to make kappa themselves והנה גם זון היו יכולים להשר כמו שהם ולא לדלבש לא להלביש קיצותם התחתון לאלון כנזכה לאל בעצם זרמפ is also tiny and your tiny is that Abba v'ima didn't need to fold over because they're small but Zerampin also is also very small that's his question over here כי הרי אורך שישה קצובס אינו כל כך they're not so big זרם So why did they have to fold? If Abba and Ima didn't have to, why the tza koshik and the much smaller. Someplace else, we explained it. The arichul is in Shal Melachim, Peragimo. But here is Gemara give you a kitzur teres. The key kavanot haiter lekabit sal melekoshchem yachad shiu bechinas reshut se yochel beachdut gomer. I'll explain to you in a minute. The law reshut a rami der pirut ki zu haiter siba misa zamalachim rishonim. Now listen to this. This is very, very important. We know there's two stages in the life of Zam. One is the Shuz Rabin, one is the Shuz Yachin. What does it mean? Shuz Rabin means, Pshat is, what's Pshat in the Shuz Rabin? What's Pshat in the Shuz Rabin? Anybody know? Pshat in the Shuz Rabin is that you have a pirut between the people. There's no connection with anybody. People going here, people going there, there's no connection. It's completely pirut. No unity. Masha Enkin, when you come to Shuz Yachin, you're all living in one space and time, and everybody has a connection together. That's the way the proximity of the mokum makes it that people start speaking. There is a proximity in das, so there's a communication, there's a unity, and the unity is in the force. And therefore, since it was a time of pirud in zam, the Ariza says it was begeder b'shus rabim. Ma'ase ken acher the tikkun, where they start lining up in different kavim and they start communicating in the mash and the mashpia one to the other, that is more begeder b'shus yachid. That's the important thing to understand. That's the yesod, what he's saying over here. Or b'ze nimsa kizun hem omdi be'emza ben nai da'aru ben pinimis abba ve'imo ve'az hayu sham betoch pinimis da'aru ve'imo yesod ibo keder holech notun b'mai imo. So what's happening? Let's get the picture clear. So let's start off with the palsuf of Atik. And we know Atik had a kippel, right? His lower, his perik and soy of Atik folded over onto its perik elio. And then you had Arik on top of that. And the naive Atik went over to the chagat of Atik. And then you had Zun also folded over, came up to that chagat place. And then you had Abba B'imo on top of that. So Kuf Torah is that Ab Zun, which is the matava of all this, this is the connection we have, that's how the Gansa avoid the Hashem, it has to do with the Shakle Tar with the Zun, is between Abba V'ima and Arich. Squish between them. Okay? Meaning the mamish in the toch, the penimius of Abba V'ima. That's the Ibo. That's Pshat and Ibo that Abba V'ima gave birth. We'll talk about the birth later on, but they contain in them the Zun. That's Pshat. It's squished between the Nai, the Atik, Arir, and the Pnimius of Abba V'Imam. The Ein Temir. Now, the Ariza has two questions over here. Now, Obaza, let's take a step back here. We know that every Patsuv is very, very Mekusha to the Patsuv Shme'ilov. Obaza, the question is like this. Think about it. Arir, the Atik again, Arir, then you have Zun. And then you had Abba V'ima. That means there's a hefsek between Abba V'ima and Arir. You have Zum there in between. That means when Atik, when Abba V'ima are being Shoev, or you can say the other way around, when Arir is being Mashpia on Abba V'ima, the Ashpa is not going to be the same anymore because you have a hefsek of Zum, which is being Mafsik between them and them. Okay? Between Arif and Abba V'ima is Zun. There's a Hafsoka in the Shefa. Second of all, we never find a case where a higher Bechina is Malvish on top of a lower Bechina. We always find a higher Bechina and then a lower Bechina. And that higher Bechina gets a lower Bechina, which is on top of that. But here, Zun is lower than Abba V'ima. And after became, we find that Abba V'ima is Malvish on top of Zun, which is also strange. These are the two questions that the Riza is going to address to us now. ואין תמיה בזה אם אבא ואמא שהם יותר עליון רוחני מלביש מזון תוך מהמהם באופנים יוסם כי כן צורך לצור תיקון האיבו והכף. We find it very strange that a higher part of like אבא ואמא or מלביש a lower בחינה called זון. And the answer is כי כן צורך לצור בחינס איבו והכף. Now what does that mean? It's very cryptic. So the Kerem Shlomo explains like this. The Kerem Shlomo explains in his pirush, he says as follows, that I read the loshon, what's the loshon? Shelefi she'aba v'ima hem elyoni mezun, we know the abimi are stronger and a higher part of, לכן הם צריכים לכלול את הזום בפנימיוסם, והאב דה אבא רבא במלביש on top of them, and therefore זום will be in בפנימיוס על אבא ואמא, כי הם יכולים לחברם לקשרם ביסוד קו ומרשוסי יחיד. Because only that way זום will get תיקון. Because through the force of the greater parts being malbish on this lower parts, they rearrange the spheres of Zun, and therefore all their spheres become the Derek Kav and Meshusha Yachim. And another Toelis, Hafrid Bahema Sigim. Because we know there's a Gansa Tawuvis of Sigim impurities in Zun. That's why they broke. That's why they broke, because that's Sigim. And as well, Lahavu Bahema Orad Rabim, Shalatesha El Yonis, the Ben, Vasawa the Ma, which is the Tikkun, they get the Ben, they get the Ma. As Vada Loy, Yahzuru Sigim Li Dabik Bahem. Because of all these Toelis, therefore, we find it's poshut svara now why Abba Ve'ima, even though Bederech Klal we don't find a high pasuk being malbish a low pasuk, in this particular case it will, in order to make all these tikkunim. Though the other question was, there's a hefsek, why is Abba Ve'ima losing out here? Because instead of getting shefet directly from Arir, there's a hefsek between them. Though ki kefi ha'emet ein zechatzit, so the hefsek ben Arir ha'pim ve'Abba Ve'ima lefi שזהו קוטם מאוד בערכם ובפחת עתה שאין לו עשר ספירות רק שישה כתובס בלבד. Because if you look at Zah, Zah is tiny, it's only six spheres. ואפילו אלו שישה כתובס אינו מתפשטים רק תלת הכליל and תלת. And even those six spheres of Zah, Nebuch, they're מקולל, that means the chagat, the nine is on top of the chagat, so it's half the size. וניצא שמוקם מצא ומאמא דזה אינו רק בחצי התחתון ותפאר דה אימא ששם ההרויון ואיבו הבלד. Really, it's, if you look at it, that if you look at the parts of the zoom כלפי אבא ואימא, it's really only the מוקם where you find יסוד, which is the lower parts of. אבל בכל שעה parts of אין שום הפסק בין הארי חמפים לאבא ואימא. So if you look on this picture over here, we see clearly what he's talking about. So if you would see, if I were to draw now a zoom on this picture, all they would be over here. So Abba Ve'ima clearly have a clear vision with Arich, and Arich would be much beyond them on the other side, obviously. The only Hefzik would be over in this part, which is not so bad. Nishkefel. Okay, let's continue. Now, another terror to find why there's no hefsek. So it says, "Hine aridei kol eklolos v'itlabushus aniska nitsa sheyesh ata orot meruvim rabim be'aba ve'ima betocham v'imkein afa pi she'aya zad notum betocham v'haya mafsik benom l'ben ari rampin ein zemale umorim." Another teretz is why there's no hefsek between Arir and Abba Ve'ima, because you have Zun there. Because since you have so much all mekupel, one on top of the other, you have Atik, you have Arir, and you have Abba Ve'zun, you have Abba Ve'ima. Forget Abba Ve'ima. You have so much all there that it surpasses the fact that you have a hefsek. That hefsek is lo male lo mori. Okay, good. Now let's get back to the growth and the development of the evil, which is the creation of Zah. Nitzah atiki chesed nitzach v'chatzi tiferet v'chatzi yesod v'chatzi malchut de Zah netunim b'tzad yamin b'toch Abba and chatzim ha'acher netunim b'tzad small b'toch Ima. So it's as follows. Abba v'Ima, we said, have nurtured in them Zun. Now where exactly? So he describes half a Zun, which is the Chachan side, which is called Chochma, Chesed, Netzach, and part of the middle calf, which is Dati, Dat, Tiferet, and Yesod, the Malchut. Half of that calf would be lying on Abba. And the left side which is called Baga, Bina, Gvura, and then Hod, and also the middle calf of Dat, Tiferet, Yesod, the Malchut, that will be lying on the Ima side. We know that Gimel Yemei Klita. It takes 3 days in order for the Klita, in order for there to be a Heoron, in order for there to be catching of the two Beitzim together in order to make an Ibo. It takes 3 days to be Koilet. Now the first day is this Matzav over here. That כי החסד נצח וחצי תפארת וחצי יסוד וחצי מלכות עזה נתונים בצד אבא and then the other side is Sudan. That is the first day. This I'm telling you something was stated in the in Shah Anach. Later on we'll see after the Shah Rafah, we'll see Shah Anach in the state. So the first day, this is the Maftar. Half on Abba, half on Imam. And then on the second day of the Klita, Abba will give his chelik over to Ima, and Ima will have all 10 spheres of Za. Shaba noten otem machitz betoch Ima. Kisham mokam ibu amiti. Okay? So we got that? So again, the first day is betoch Abba. Maybe I didn't say that clearly. The first day is betoch Abba. Second day is betoch Ima. The development of betoch Ima, sorry. And the third day is when Abba gives over to Ima. Those are the three Yemei Aklita. Kishamu Mokam Ibo Amiti, that inside of Ima is where you get finally Ibo, where all things will be developed. Now let me just read you out Akeam Shlom. Akeam Shlom is very important. You're telling us what is so exactly what is this so important of this Ibo business to be inside of Ima. So it says like this. Mashiach is the odd. What's the whole inner of being betoch inner? He says, Pirush. There's many, many benefits of being betoch ima. We know what broke in actuality was only a very, very small percentage of what was out there. It's only called the Malchus Deben. The odd, Shayu Bilti Mukhubarim, El Nifrodim, like I said, everything, all the spheres of Zah, Nok were Nifrodin, there was no connection between them, together Bishus Arabim. As well, though that Biti Kavim, everything was Bechat Samcha. That Chesin, Gvot, Fel, Nesah, Hod, Yesod, Malchut were all Bechat Samcha, there was no Kavim. That means there was no connection, no sharing of Shefa whatsoever. Vod, Shayim Mu'uva Ba'em, Belchinat Sigim. That there are all these impurities inside them. In order to separate the bad from the good, kivyocham. Now, lekol atamim ha'elu tzarich shiyu elu azayim alochim betoch beten abina kedel lehittaken. That was the toedus of being in betoch the ima. In order that once the toch ima, she can do all these pu'ulas to mesaken. V'hu aridei ishtavusam. Sham b'mokem elon shubetem ima nifudum em asigim b'koach kedushas all ima. So that's the first word is all the sigim, the impurities left. V'od nitotzvu b'em teisha sfiros and the tosefes ben the yud sfiros is zat the ma'achadash was added. The rest of the yud sfiros of ben were added to make them sholem. And the other twelves of being in the ibo of ima nasvem kavim, they became started to align themselves. What the Zohar and the Sefer Yetzir called Miskula. V'od nasi besod parzav ramach evorim shas agidim v'az hayon ol nichmas be'em b'derech amata very slowly as nitzkaimu v'lo yachzur l'shar b'kibitzin. And therefore they had a tikkun olamis and they wouldn't be able to break anymore because they had the mark of patish. Let's continue. Let's finish off the peri. V'nalzo. Now we're going to talk about a new yisod called the Bikiyas Yisod of Atik, which is a famous sugya. It's only mentioned here in passing, more ba'arichus in Etz Chaim. Nalzo eleinu. Kine. Now I'll show you a picture of this as well. Kine. Hine. Bekoach alias kol ha'orot niskarim le'el v'kulosam le'mala. As we know, that everything was mekapel, one on top of the other, one on top of the other. Ve'echein bekoach alias shnei p'chokim inside the netzah ho the atik. Yomim. Atik yomim le'mala m'shnei p'chokim erishonim. Nitos of Sham or Godol of the Otsum, as all these oils are coming up, it's creating a backup in power. These oils are building up power. The in koach the yesod the atik yomim lisovlo, ki utsar meod as nifka veniska melemala lemata laucha v'yotze all lechutz v'az. And what happened? Because the power of the power that was building up over there, it broke and cracked the yisod of Atik. Now let's see a picture over here. See this picture over here? Let me zoom in a little bit. The red over here is the yisod of Atik. You see that over here? The yisod of Atik is coming down. Again, only one. I'm not doing all 10 spheres. I'm just localizing this to Atik's yisod. Where is it going? Into Avir. And then you see all the alboshes. There's Abba the Ima, Yisod Sabos. Everything's mekapel, and there's Zun there as well. everything, there's a powerful surge over there, and a lot of pressure on the yesod of Atik that explodes. It literally explodes, and what comes out from here? The chug, the chasadim and gvuos. What does that do exactly? The chasadim is good. If you remember from the previous pokim of Shah Ati, we found the Shah, they build these four patsufim, Abba v'ima v'yisah sabah v'tvunam. Because of the chug coming out in different direction, they manifested in these four patsufim. Okay? But now that it's broken, it's out of line, and therefore these two patsufim become one, and these two patsufim will become one. And the lom this is explained in the Mefarshim, which I'm not going to go into right now. Okay? But that's the tochen devarim of it. Again, it's only mamash bekitza, more be'ir when we do mitzashem the shiurim on Etz Chaim. So that's what he said. Then, through the fact that everything's mekapel there, there's a bekia of the asod of Atik. V'nitko v'nistak milimala milimata v'orko v'yotza all the chutz, and all the oil came out. As, what happened after that? What's the tzotzah? As Abba v'yisasava omde v'yamin mechabrin v'nasa palsa v'chabilvat v'chein ima v'tzvun Hashem b'smol nasim palsa v'chabilvat ki ata orata yesod shavim b'inyan gilu ha'shvo achas v'en kisu v'en ata kisu v'gilu ha'gola mechilu ka'partzum k'niskelem, because we saw in Shah Ati, because some are meguloi and some of Mechutzah, that created these four parts of Abba, the Iman, Yisra, Sabah, the Tuna. But here you don't have that. The Gansa Atik exploded, the Gansa Yisra, the Atik was Nistak, and all these Chuk came out, and therefore there's no Chilukim parts of, and therefore Abba, the Im, Abba, and Yisra, Sabah became one part of, and then an Ima and Tuna became one part of. Vata, Ein Shum Rak, Ein Shum Rak, Shnei Parts of Bivad. Echa, me Abba, me Echa, me Ima. That's called, in general, Abba on the right side, Ima on the left side. Which is the whole entire chagat of Ati. V'zechol hakdama zu b'kol pam shorotzim Abba v'ima shkol rotzim. Repeat. V'zechol hakdama zu. You should remember this is very important because it happens over and over again. This is not a primordial feat that happened, never happened again. It's happening on a constant basis. Ki b'kol pam shorotzim Abba v'ima lizdavik letoch Mochim Diza, because any time, and this happens over again, especially in the Kavanas, every time Za needs Mochim de Gadlus, we're growing Za, the three stages, Ibo, Yinika, Gadlus, and that happens in Chadashma, and also in the first Baruch of Shmona Esther, and others, what's going to happen? It happens that Za goes up to the Bechina Zanai de Atik, and Arich, Shal Ima, Arich and Elaima, they all go up, and there's an evil that happens, and then that's Gorim again, this case of the Yesod, an Atik which explodes, and all the Shefa comes back out. So that's the way, we haven't explained all the details, that's the way, Bekitzo, that the Mochim, the Gadlut, is going to be transferred from Abba into Zun. And then it continues, Nati Akol Pasavicha Bilvad Le'abilvad Le'abba V'Yisasaba. You should remember this because again it happens over and over again. Now I just want to end off with saying a kasha from the Rashash, a bomb kasha which is asked from the Rashash, also brought down b'shem the Yafishah, also asked this question. Because if you look at this picture again, really it doesn't really make so much sense of what we're saying over here. Why is that? Because we know that there's a habosh one on top of the other. So if we look at the yesod, the Atik, which we're saying is over here, it's mamish toch. It's really hidden. So you're right, there's one part of being malbishit, and another malbish. Yeah, arich, and then you have zun, and then you have abav imo, which is malbish, all this red over here, which is the yesod, the Atik, but they're not reaching it, because it's toch. It's so tomun that nothing can reach it, etzim. So what's the pshat? That it breaks the yesod because it's too powerful.
Zulechu. Don't understand the question.
And the question is, if you have something which mamish bepnimius of the partufim, agav, you have one layer on top of the other layer, on top of the other layer, that creates pressure. But whatever is in the pnimius of those partufim are not being affected, Benson. Because there's a surrounding, sort of a cushion around it. Another cushion.
All being compressed. It's all kachat.
They're being compressed. Okay. You want to see the being compressed? Okay.
Well, isn't that what you said already?
No, I didn't use the word compressed, but I hear.
Isn't that what mislavish means?
Mislavish not just
when
means.
When you put a jumper on top of a shirt, therefore the jumper is now pressing against the shirt, which is pressing against the whatever.
I mean, would you say the fact you have various levels of clothing on top of you, therefore you're going to jump out of your skin? It's not squeezing you.
Well, that's supposedly going to be a catch. How can it be that it's being exploding in the first place?
Right, because there must be some pressure there. The question is, where's the pressure coming from?
Well, no, more than that. Why was it made so that it could do so?
Because we don't really ask why, but we're analyzing Masha Havahav. It broke. Now, the Shaila is, what's the Sibah that made it broke? Not why the Eibush make it as well. That's his cheshbon. And the Shaila is, what's the Sibah? So I hear what you're saying. You're saying the fact that there's so many patsufim from one from the other, sort of you're laying another rock, it sort of puts more and more pressure. Tenzai. The Yafir Shah, the Hashash B'derech Kotsho doesn't answer these questions. He just always blipes the Sarachir. And the Mepharshim explains just to give the Talmud. I'm glad they knew the answer, but just to give the Talmud what to think about. But the Yafir Shah comes along, gives a pshat, and I read the Antaloshan. Afal Pi. Afal pi mashu omu chazal shetamid yotz mi pi yeso de'ati chasadim v'gvuot chadoshes b'toch atifer shel arir v'kesheyotzim eino olim lemala kego kemo chasadim v'gvuot avishon. Because we know in Shah Atik, we know there's two sets of yetzias of chug from the Atik. From the yesod Atik, the first time half of them went up like this and half of them went down, and that created the chilukim in the two parts of them above, abav ima, and two parts of them below, which created yisus abav tuim. But then there was a second level of sheva came down, but it came all the way down. It flew down. Ela yodu b'rumugut zelemata b'inachazim imke ata. But that couldn't be the case over here, because ata shenikpal arich. The flow, the natural flow of the chasadim go to come out from the yesod atik and flow all the way down into the various parts of them to give them nourishment. But the problem is, if all the patsufa are nikpal, or mamish brought up their legs, that therefore when the shefa comes out of the attic, it's mamish facing a wall and it goes bouncing back up, and that pressure imagine putting a lot of water and there's nothing, no place for it to go, it just sort of bursts. That's what's happening over here. There's too much pressure in that little mokum. Usually it's open, right? The legs are down and the yesods are open and everything just flows, but now that all the patsufim's legs are folded upwards, the shefa which is coming up from the yesod is blocked up, and then that's why it burns. As I state in the Yafir Shalom, there's also teres in the Divrei Shalom, but we're not going to go in there at that time. So we'll go into more detail next time, but actually we're going to start a new parak in Rafah instead of going more into the Mufash. I prefer to actually go weiter in Shah Rafah. So that does it for all the parts. Then we're going to get into the nitty gritty of the Shvira and the Aliyahs of the Ma, which is very negative, the Kavanas as well. Okay.